before I go to sleep. The title distorts and dissolves as abstract monochrome images undulate in the background. A woman's eye opens in close-up. She looks confused and frowns near panic as she lies in bed. A man is lying next to her, his hand draped across the duvet. She carefully moves the hand as she sits up, blonde-haired with pale skin. She looks down at the sleeping, brown-haired man. Her brow furrows in a deep frown, and she gets out of bed, being careful not to disturb the man. She stares at him as she picks up some clothes, then hurries to the bathroom. She heaves a sigh, then stares aghast at a wall covered with photos and sticky notes. She has a bruise on her right cheek. She studies the pictures of her and the man smiling happily at their wedding. More notes reveal Ben, your husband, the tea room with a photo of a building. She stares at the wedding ring on her finger. She opens the bathroom door and looks into the bedroom. Ben is sitting on the edge of the bed. She emerges slowly, holding a towel to cover herself.
Who are you?
I'm your husband, Ben.
What?
We got married in 1999. It's 14 years ago. Christine, you're 40.
She's completely bewildered. He picks up a robe and crosses the room to hand it to her. She accepts it tentatively. And he turns away, standing with his back to her.
You had an accident. It was a bad accident. You had head injuries. And you have problems remembering things.
What things? What?
Everything. You store up information for a day. When you wake up in the morning, it's all gone. You're back to your early 20s.
Christine stares at Ben in disbelief. He smiles gently.
You'll be okay. Just
I'm scared.
I know, it's all right. I love you.
He caresses her cheek and holds her close.
I love you, Christine.
She looks through a photo album.
We've been married for 14 years. We met during your last term at King's. You were doing an MA in history. We got married a couple of years after that. I'd have been perfectly happy with the registry office. But you wanted a white wedding. I hated every moment of it. Until I saw you walking down the aisle.
Is every day like this? Is every day the same?
That's just a list of everything you might need. And where you'll find it. Aspirin, first aid, sanitary towels, toiletries, a couple of things you're allergic to. And, it's a list of things to do. You'd like to keep busy.
Pack bag.
Today's our anniversary. Taking you away. Tonight, after work.
Where?
That's a surprise. A nice one. You'll understand when we get there, I promise.
Ben goes to kiss her, but Christine pulls away.
I love you, Christine.
Sadly, Ben pulls back, and dressed in a dark suit carrying a briefcase, he leaves. Christine eyes the boards on the wall with lists of instructions. The house is a modern architect design with geometric sloping roofs, standing on its own amid firs and silver birch trees. Ben gets into his car, a modest saloon. Christine wanders into a room, plainly furnished with a single bed and an artist's anatomical doll on the windowsill. Another room has a computer, microscopes on the windowsill and a metal filing cabinet. Christine examines herself in a mirror and studies the bruise on her cheek. Christine hesitantly approaches the phone, which is on the desk in the study with the computer. She picks it up.
Christine?
Yes?
It's Dr. Nash. That'll mean nothing to you, I know, but don't worry. We've been doing some work on your memory, all right? I'm trying to figure out precisely what's caused your problem and whether there's anything we can do to fix it.
Ben didn't say anything about this.
I'm not certain that Ben knows.
I don't understand.
Christine, I want you to do something for me. I want you to open the wardrobe in your bedroom. Your wardrobe in the bedroom.
Christine obeys expressionlessly and crosses the landing to the bedroom.
We're looking for something. Hidden at the bottom of the wardrobe, at the back, in a drawer.
What am I looking for?
We're looking for a shoebox. Can you see it?
No.
The right-hand wardrobe, nearest the bathroom.
There are yellow post-it notes on the doors of the white-fitted wardrobes. Christine finds the shoebox, opens it, and takes out a camera.
Have you found the camera, Christine?
Yes.
On the top right-hand side of the camera is a power button. I want you to switch the camera on. Now I want you to hit the play button on the back of the camera.
Video plays on the small screen.
My name is Christine Lucas. I'm 40 years old and I'm an amnesiac. Tonight as I sleep, my mind will erase everything that I know today, everything that I did today, and I will wake up tomorrow like I did this morning thinking that I have my whole life ahead of me. And the truth is half my life is over.
The video clicks off. A title appears, 2 weeks earlier. The letters distort and dissolve. Christine's in a car with the windscreen wipers on.
Admittedly, this isn't a run-of-the-mill doctor-patient relationship. Picking you up at home, driving you to my office, seeing you without your husband's knowledge.
The doctor wears glasses and is shaven-headed, with dark designer stubble.
Are you all right?
Christine nods mutely and looks morosely out at the rain. They drive into an underground car park with gloomy, pale yellow lighting. The doctor parks up in an empty section with no other cars nearby. Rain trickles down the Peugeot's paintwork.
I saw you in the park 6 months ago, quite by chance. You've been referred to me by a colleague, but I'd had absolutely no luck getting hold of you. In fact, I recognized you from your photograph in the file. I explained that I was a neuropsychologist and that I was preparing a paper on atypical psychogenic amnesia and that I was prepared to treat you on a pro bono basis. You agreed to give me the telephone numbers you had written in your diary.
She glances around nervously as Nash gets out of the car and opens the boot.
I called you a few days later. You didn't remember meeting me, of course, but you did consent to see me again. Later that day, you told me you'd mentioned the possibility of further treatment to Ben, who made it very clear to you you'd received extensive attention in the past, and it had done nothing other than to upset you. After you.
They enter a lift. He has a large doctor's case. They sit in a large, bare meeting room.
I want you to keep a visual diary. I've set the time and the date. I've put in the biggest memory chip I can find. It'll allow you to hold on to the previous day's memories. And even if the periods before and after the attack remain blank, at least this will bring some continuity
attack.
To the current.
What attack?
10 years ago, you were found on an industrial estate, not far from here. According to the medical report, your injuries were commensurate with repeated blows to the head.